KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:01, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 47 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly cloudy today and windy, a high around 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In Western Iowa news, the city of Council Bluffs has settled a lawsuit with two Omaha, Nebraska men who sought millions of dollars after the courts concluded they were wrongfully convicted and imprisoned for 25 years. The lawsuit filed by Terry Harrington and Curtis McGee was scheduled for a retrial today before a federal jury in Des Moines. The first trial ended in a mistrial last year after jurors disagreed on the verdict. The two men seek compensation from the city of Council Bluffs and two former police detectives for years in prison after their conviction in 1977 for the shooting death of a retired police captain. Harrington and McGee were released in 2003 after the Iowa Supreme Court found the prosecutors committed misconduct by hiding evidence. Federal court documents show a judge has ordered details of the settlement sealed. News time is 8:02.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
Well, the Atlantic Board of Education heard a presentation Monday night from high school ag instructor and Atlantic FFA advisor Eric Miller. Miller spoke with regard to the district's proposed CASE curriculum. CASE stands for Curriculum for Agriculture, Science, and Education.
The whole concept is science-based or inquiry-based learning. There's a lot of different aspects with this, but it focuses on math and science and how it relates to agriculture.
He says the curriculum allows a student to see the benefits of math and how it pertains to their agricultural experience. Miller says students sometimes don't realize how important math is for their careers, whether it's in agriculture, other industries, and trades.
You ask them what they want to do with their life. Well, I want to be a construction contractor. Okay. Figure out the square, how many squares of shingles you need. And they just kind of look at you.
Miller says the program involves student-led agriculture also.
They have to learn the process, how it works, and then go ahead and find the answer to the question. So they have to basically develop the question on their own and then answer it with their scientific methods that they're going to learn.
The program is offered in a year-long course, which Atlantic has not had in quite a while. Miller said it's a nod back to the old style of teaching agriculture. One of the topics is AFNR, which stands for Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources, an entry-level course. Later offerings may include animal and plant sciences.
But yeah, basically this has everything from basic FFA to agri-science, learning about ag science, the principles of pH, cells. You name it, it's the whole thing. Soil development. There's even small animal plants and also a ag mechanics portion of this. And so the kids get the whole picture of agriculture and what we're going to teach in our curriculum here at this district.
Miller says the curriculum goes along with the STEM or science, technology, engineering, and math courses many schools are teaching and is aligned with national ag standards as well as the Iowa core curriculum. The big issue, he says, is cost. In order for Miller to attend a 10-day certification course, 8 hours per day, is $2,500 plus $10,000 for books and materials. He said some of the equipment can be borrowed from the science department of the high school to save cost, but some will need to be purchased throughout the year. Miller said he's also applied for a $5,000 grant from Pioneer. The CASE curriculum is currently being offered in the Ottawa and Griswold school districts, but again is not yet offered in Atlantic. An Iowa man who fatally hit a volunteer firefighter is suing the city of Shelby, alleging the man was under the influence of drugs and stepped into traffic. David Teese filed the claim in Pottawatomie County Small Claims Court in connection with the September 2011 car accident that killed 41-year-old Michael Collins. He's seeking $5,000 plus any extra relief the court sees fit. Collins was directing traffic around a crash on Interstate 80 when the accident occurred. Deese was never charged in the death. The lawsuit claims Collins' toxicology reports show he had prescription painkillers in his system and tested positive for the active ingredient in marijuana. Deese says he developed post-traumatic stress disorder and is still in therapy. Shelby Mayor Brad Bloom declined to comment on the lawsuit. One person was reportedly injured following a chase and crash in Pottawatomie County Sunday night. Omaha television station KETV had reported the chase began in Mills County and ended south of Council Bluffs near the Lake Manawa exit. The Iowa State Patrol says Mills County deputies began chasing an SUV near Glenwood. The driver lost control and crashed at around 11:40 p.m. Sunday. They were pulled from the vehicle and taken to a hospital for treatment of possible critical injuries. No other details have been released. An Audubon County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest last Friday night of a Cass County man. 49-year-old Douglas Allen Bissell of Atlantic was arrested at around 11:30 p.m. Friday following an investigation into an accident that occurred on North Kilworth Street in Exira Friday evening. Bissell faces OWI first offense and failure to maintain control charges. He was brought to the Audubon County Jail and released after appearing before the magistrate. Officials say he had been traveling east on Washington Street in Exira when he made a left turn onto North Kilworth. As he continued north on Kilworth, Bissell's 2011 Ford struck a legally parked 2002 Dodge owned by Alan Seehusen of Exira. There were no injuries reported, and damage from the crash amounted to $14,000. Officials of the Atlantic Police Department report the arrest on Saturday of 48-year-old Floyd Johnson. The Wyota man was charged with OWI second offense and brought to the Cass County Jail. And an Atlantic woman was cited for failure to obey a traffic control device following an accident Friday evening near the intersection of 7th Street and Hospital Drive. Officials say a vehicle driven by Sue Bierbaum of Atlantic was traveling south from the Hy-Vee parking lot when she entered the intersection on a red light and hit an eastbound vehicle driven by Daniel Pross of Atlantic. No injuries were reported. Damage amounted to $20,000. An accident involving a Lenox Volunteer Fire Department truck caused $6,500 damage Sunday, but no one was hurt. The Lenox Police Department reports officers responded to the scene of the accident in front of the fire station at around 6:30 p.m. Sunday. An investigation determined a 1979 Dodge pickup owned by the fire department was parked outside the fire station during the annual soup supper and was on display. While looking at the truck, a child hit the gear shift into neutral, causing the truck to roll down the drive before it hit a 2003 Chevy Trailblazer, which was parked on the street. The Trailblazer, owned by Randy Samuel of Lenox, sustained $4,000 damage, while the fire truck sustained $2,500 damage. There were no citations issued. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, international markets seem to be getting excited over word that leaders in the Senate could finalize by today a plan to end the partial government shutdown and avert a possible default by increasing the debt limit. European stocks are up in early trading and most Asian markets closed higher. The Dow and S&P futures are also up. A terror suspect accused of taking part in the deadly 1998 bombings at U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania is scheduled to appear in court in New York City today for arraignment. Just recently, U.S. forces captured Abu Anas Alibi in Libya and took him to a U.S. warship for interrogation. He was brought to the U.S. over the weekend. Police in Los Angeles want to know who planted 4 dry ice bombs at the Los Angeles International Airport. One went off Sunday in an employee bathroom in a restricted area. Another exploded last night in the international terminal. 2 other dry ice bombs were found yesterday, but they didn't explode. Commuters in the San Francisco Bay Area seem to be taking it day by day, and so do the 2 unions representing transit workers as they negotiate a new contract. People taking the train to work got another reprieve this morning as the union decided to hold off on a strike for a second day in a row. A federal mediator now says intense negotiations will continue throughout the night. News time is 8:10.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake. 2 things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In the funeral announcements, William Willie Triddle IV, age 30, of Milford and formerly of Orient, died Friday. Funeral services for Willie Triddle IV will be held tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Jolene Schwinger, age 60, of Stewart, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Jolene Schwinger will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. And Brian Chambers, age 35, of Greenfield, died Monday in Creston. Funeral services for Brian Chambers are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.